Public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, September 30th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the website truckerrandyhealth.com. If you're interested in losing weight permanently, figuring out what's wrong with your body, your cells, your organs, get scanned, lose the weight, and keep it off for over a year. I'm living testimony. August 27th was my one-year anniversary, now over a month ago, that I've been 217 to 220, fluctuating within a couple of pounds, up and down, depending on how bad I am, because I know what foods to stay away from, but I love them. I'm going to be bad on the weekends, get back on the program Monday through Friday, on my own. You can do this. It'll change your life. Again, go to truckerrandyhealth.com. Listen to interviews 2 and 4. Then schedule a consult. Talk to Missy. She'll set you up for a scan. She'll do the scan. She'll give you the report. And basically, you'll be on your way. All you have to do is eat the foods they tell you to eat. Take the supplements while you're in fat burn. Once you're done with fat burn, you're off the meds, you're off the supplements, you're off the drops, you're no longer doing fat burn. You reset and you save your brain, saves what weight you're at, so you're there permanently and forever. Love the program, highly, highly recommend it. One of the things I think people are going to look at here as we go through the debate tomorrow night, the vice presidential debate at 9 o'clock tomorrow night between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, what they're going to be looking at, wanting to hear, is actually at any moment in time, at a click of a heartbeat, they could be the president of the United States. One of the things that you have to ask is the process. Is vice president something that would cause you to vote for or against the top of the ticket as a result of this debate tomorrow night? If J.D. Vance does really well against Tim Walz, or Tim Walz does very good against J.D. Vance, is that potentially going to change your vote? You have to ask that question. Because if it is a determining factor, and you plan to watch the debate tomorrow night, what are you going to be looking for? How well they give answers to the questions, how they perhaps challenge or interact with the other candidate. If they ask them questions, if they get somewhat aggressive with them or challenging their answers. What exactly is going to be the process in your mind that would determine, number one, who wins the debate, and is it going to change the outcome of your vote or your decision? according to a MERS news story, Friday they came out with, said that these are priorities that people are looking at, especially among undecided voters. On Friday, this past Friday, Donald Trump made two campaign stops in Michigan. He was in Walker, Michigan at 2 p.m., and then the other one took place about 160 miles southeast in Macomb County and Warren, Michigan at 8 o'clock. These are where the town hall meetings were held. Trump focused on two main themes during both stops. Immigration, the border, basically, and the economy. At both stops, Trump opened his remarks about talking about border security. He said his team received new numbers of crimes committed by undocumented immigrants, released the same day that Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S.-Mexico border. While in Walker, Trump opened his remarks by talking about the border for roughly about 20 minutes of his hour-long speech. In Warren, he opened up the town hall meeting about announcing the statistics, then moved to questions primarily concerning the economy and manufacturing for the rest of the speech. Data released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, showed that under the Biden administration, over 13,099 people were convicted of murders. 25,272 were convicted of sexual offenses after they crossed the border. In Walker, Trump spent about 25 minutes specifically on immigration and these numbers. He criticized Harris for downplaying the problem at the border and the crime caused by it. This is actually bad timing for Kamala to show up today at the border, Trump said. She didn't go there for 4 years. Now today she shows up and these numbers get released. Trump talked about bringing jobs back to Michigan, specifically in Walker, Michigan. Again in Warren, talking about manufacturing. Very simply, putting the blame at the politicians. Foolish and corrupt politicians forced Michigan workers to watch as jobs and factories leaked out from Grand Rapids, Detroit, Lansing, and Flint, and were sent to foreign lands, Trump said in Walker. Well, in response, Harris released a new advertisement in response to Trump's visit in Warren. Digital advertising compares a statement Trump made in 2016 when visiting Warren, if he was elected, said, "We won't lose one plant." That was based on reports of General Motors planning on shutting down plants in 2019. The advertisement claims that Trump actually lost 3,000 Michigan auto jobs during his administration before the China virus pandemic. Well, the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, LeVar Barnes, had a statement to release in Warren based on Trump's visit. As President Trump stood in Warren and promised that no manufacturing plants would close under his watch, yet Michiganders watched as GM factory in Warren shuttered its doors and they lost hundreds of jobs. He has proven that we can't trust a single thing he says, especially when it comes to putting Michigan jobs first, Barnes said. Here's the problem. The decision to shut down those particular plants they're referring to were replaced with new plants that opened up under Donald Trump's administration in Michigan. General Motors, Ford, and others created brand new plants to expand jobs in Michigan. But you see, the Democrats don't make that part of the statement in their press releases, because they shut those plants down. Those jobs were relocated to another plant, but they don't mention that. Basically, not giving you the full story. As we're watching Monday Night Football tonight, Detroit Lions hosting the Seattle Seahawks. As we're watching Tiger Baseball from Houston, Texas, tomorrow night on Tuesday, during the vice presidential debate, all of these TV venues, you're going to start seeing these commercials if you haven't seen them already. What you have to do is look at these as a fact finder. If you're listening to this show, you already know who you're voting for. We're not changing anybody's minds on this show. You guys are not part of the 8 to 9% of undecided voters in Michigan based on Rasmussen's Real Clear Politics poll this morning I looked at before I started the show. 92% in Michigan right now know who they're voting for. Absentee ballots are in the mail. People are getting them. It's game on. According to the average of Real Clear Politics, Rasmussen and others, 46% are voting for Trump, 46% are voting for Harris, 8% are undecided. I don't even understand how that's possible. At this point in the game, here we are, the last day of September. You're telling me honestly, you haven't decided who you're going to vote for yet. Well, not you guys, but perhaps people you know. And that's why it's so critically important that you text me 10X and I send you this information from Lance Griffin. All you have to do is a search, whether it be on your street, in your township, or in your county, and go through this list who have identified 1.7 million Michiganders, Republicans, most of them conservatives, Christian, non-low propensity voters, non-participating. In the last four elections, they haven't voted in two. Why? That includes the 2022 midterm election. That was the governor's race where they took back the House and the Senate, and the 2020 presidential. If they haven't voted, why haven't they voted? And all you have to do is reach out to them. If they're in your cell phone, you give them a call, you send them a text message. Hey, give me a call. We need to talk. If they're on your street, all you got to do is walk down and knock on the door. Text me 10X. We'll get you the information. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Yeah. Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. I went to the website. I signed up. I put in a search for my street, and I found six of my neighbors on my street. This is down in southeastern Michigan in the Macomb County area. David said, I can't believe these neighbors of mine haven't voted in every election. What do you recommend I say or do when I go visit with them? Again, you don't have to be confrontational about this at all. For some people, voting is not considered a civic duty, something they have to do. It's not a priority. If they have time to vote, they do. But they don't always make it a priority, especially if they are not on a list to get an absentee ballot early. They haven't taken advantage of 9 days of early voting. They wait until election day, and then something comes up. They're busy. All you have to do is go down and knock on the door and act like you're canvassing. Hey, George, it's Randy. I just wanted to let you know that I personally, Vicky and I, think that this election is really, really important. And we just want to make sure you guys are going to get out and vote on election day, November 5th, 9 days of early voting. Are you registered? Maybe that's a question to open with. Yeah, we're registered. Oh, okay. Well, just want to remind you, we feel it's really, really important that you guys get out and vote. Now, remember, they're on this list. Lance basically said, Lance Griffin said, they put these contacts on this list after looking at 200 different data points. And talking with him over the weekend, he said they looked at what cable news shows they watch. If they watch CNN or MSNBC, they're not on the list. if they watch Newsmax or Fox or some other news sources, they're on the list. They also look to see if perhaps they donated to Republican candidates, or if they looked at church activity. If they somehow, some way search certain websites where perhaps they're pro-life or they're pro-Second Amendment. One thing I asked them specifically about was hunters. Oh, yeah. They looked at licenses, deer licenses, hunting and fishing licenses, and then put them across the qualified voter files, the poll books, to determine whether or not they'd voted in two of the last four elections. Let's see, Christine Gray. I would approach it from the angle as I know it is hard to keep up with researching what candidates to vote for. So I thought you might like this from a list of candidates I'm supporting. We have to educate the voters about the term funking. Educate me about that. Not exactly sure what plunking is, but let me know. I'll put it into the show. If neighbors think that you're supporting certain candidates and they like you, they go by your house, you guys wave at each other on a regular basis, they see the signs perhaps you have in your yard, maybe if you went down and actually talked to them about it, maybe this motivates them to actually get out and vote this year. Now, one of the groups that Lance talked about specifically was deer hunters. If you know people who deer hunt, you personally know they deer hunt. You know they bait their piles. You know they take off from work. You know they absolutely take pictures and post them on social media of the animals they shoot. Well, they're a hunter. Put in their name on this website. See if they show up. If you know what street they live on, put their name in the street. It narrows down the search. If it comes back with no matching names of that last name, that street address, guess what? They vote. Then there's no reason to contact them. But if you do the search and their name comes up, guess what? Hunting is more important than voting. It's very simple. Get a hold of them, contact them. You mind if we talk? Again, if you want this website, you want to register to find 10 people that you may know that live in your neighborhood, just simply text me 10X and I'll send you the information. Better yet, text me 10X and then text me the word PAGS, P-A-G-S. I'll send you the PAGS video along with the sign, Vote Republican, You Know Why. But when you go knock on the door, just play the PAGS video for them. This election is pretty important. There's 9 indexes that this talk show guy put together analyzing data. Hit the play button and let them watch the PAGS video right on your phone. Just thinking of ways to approach people to get them out to vote. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the